Simon Magus was a magician and a sorcerer in...
In Sumeria. And what happened to Simon Magus, Bartolo?
Jesus' disciples performed miracles. When Simon Magus saw the miracles, he offered Peter gold for God's powers.
And how did Peter respond? John Rossi. Stand up. Answer my question, John Rossi.
That's not my name.
You and all the other bastards lucky enough to be here, children of sin, spawn of the damned, are all named for saints. Saints who were disciplined. Saints who were chaste. You're named for John Baptist Rossi, a Capuchin priest who gave away all his possessions. A man who had nothing, like you. Now, what is your name, you ungrateful cur? Your name, boy? Have you lost your tongue? What is your name? All the girls will remain locked in their dormitory, and no food will be served to any boy until you acknowledge your namesake before God.
Brotherhood on a crusade. That's why I risked everything, Agnes, my love, to bid you farewell. I can't leave you behind without a kiss, can I? Hey, watch this.
John Rossi, my kiss. know.
Who are you?
Vehicle was driven by younger son, Ilya, now 27. Wife now lives in Geneva following assassination attempt in 1996.
Who?
No other children.
You got along with it.
October 5th. Ilya spent most of today in Cafe El Dorado with Bandito buddies. Gangster rap, coffee, flirting with teenage girls. Small firearms and codes, machine pistols and cars.
Exilu numer 2. Где Exilu numer 2?
Listening with us. But why do you all listen to me rave? Set aside my oil company, forget about my best-selling book, and all I am is a lunatic haunted by the fantasy of an empire that reclaims her former might, her former size. All I am is a poet, spinning rhymes of Russia, not cut off at the knees, but armed to the teeth. Not ridiculed, but revered. No, more than revered, feared. But who am I to dazzle you with this dream? All I've done...
How does it look for the leader's son to walk out when the leader speaks?
You'd prefer the leader's son to piss his pants on live TV?
Industries dry, and still the people freeze to death.
Country.
Перерыв, дружочек, сработался. Вставай потихонечку.
I don't speak Russian.
In that case, stand up. Put your hands behind your head and turn around slowly. Round place for a condom. Take it off.
Listen. If I give this to you, you're going to give it to your daddy. And what's he going to give you? Not even a Christmas bonus. The guy I'm stealing this for will give me $1 million. If we go in partners, we split 50-50. That's $500,000 hard currency. Think of the drugs you could buy with that much cake. You'll be discoing for a decade in Moscow, mate.
I don't need your small change. That's your first condom. Here is your second. Microchip. Please. Please!
Sorry. Guns make me nervous.
Suck me. Sideways.
Just some guy in rags.
The bitter chill of winter descends on Moscow. Russians are warming to the angry rhetoric of former communist boss Ivan Tretiak. Now a billionaire oil magnate and leader of his own political party, Tretiak predicted that the civil unrest engulfing Russia will only worsen unless reformist President Karpov can overcome the heating oil shortage that has already killed scores of Russians. In his speech today, Tretiak called on elements of the Russian army who are opposed to the elected government to seize control and end the heating oil crisis.
What beautiful work.
Reporters are mounting an angry round-the-clock siege of the American embassy. Fired by Tretiak's attacks on U.S. foreign policy, the protesters have become a permanent fixture of the embassy.
It is old.
5 years,
yes,
Ivan
it
belonged to my grandmother.
Tonight I feel like the oldest person on this plane. My husband, he's sending me to England to live until things change.
You are married. Not even a year. And already this bastard has a girlfriend. Damn, sorry, it's not my business.
How come you know so much about me?
It is a gift. I'm Martin de Porres. I'm from Spain, but I'm named for a Peruvian saint who could cure the sick or the injured by the laying of hands.
He's the same build as the description the Russians gave us, but he doesn't sound like an Aussie.
No. Could be faking it.
X-rays are clear. He hasn't swallowed the microchip. Anything?
No English with your chips, your fish and chips. On the aeroplane, I have the chip.
Van Gogh theft, Netherlands. Last year, same eyes.
Different chin.
Sorry to get back to you about that diamond thing, but Moscow's like Dodge City right now. All them greedy commies have turned into crazy capitalists. It's disgusting. It's made them sloppy. One or two more easy scores like this last one, I top 50 mil, I'm out of the game.
Yeah, I heard that before.
Not for me. I don't know nothing. But if you don't believe me, try and find me.
Fuck you, Lou.
See ya.
Just can't seem to break 50.
$1 billion,
non-refundable.
It serves you a quiet table at a romantic little spot in Berlin called Tempelhof, which has a cozy transit lounge. To get inside, you walk through the metal detectors, and I walk through the metal detectors. And since you know I'm not armed, and I know you're not armed, we can both fall in love and nobody gets hurt.
I can't see him.
Then look for him.
You have a long and beautiful cane.
along with your beautiful eyes.
That photograph doesn't do you justice.
Who are you?
My name is Bruno Hautenfaust. I was named for a saint who was a very wealthy man. Cut the vines, the women, the songs, the whole bit, and then inexplicably took a vow of poverty and became a hermit. Went off to live in the forest, in the nude.
Please, leave.
I represent the professional you hired. I am his business manager. I speak for him.
We don't deal with enemies.
Come on, Father, let's go.
Wait, sit down. Listen and learn.
Ah, youth.
Who runs this thief? CIA? MI6? Libya?
He's not a race car. Nobody runs him. He's an independent contractor.
Good. Then no one will mind if I kill him. Oh, yes. I can't have a man killed and stroll away like that. Even with metal detectors. Even in this transit lounge.
Oh, it's so early. You guys want to get some coffee or something?
Sure. Be quiet.
What is it you request of my employer?
Do you know what cold fusion is?
Of course. The theory of nuclear fusion at room temperature. Free energy forever.
Yes.
Get it?
Klein bitte.
As far as science goes, it ranks just above astrology. Those who claim to have achieved the experiment have never been able to duplicate it.
Until now. There is an electrochemist working at Oxford. We believe that this good lady made a breakthrough in cold fusion. Your employer will obtain the formula for me.
He's very busy. And you are very boring. Your offer must inspire him.
This woman has repeatedly avoided my agent's attempts to find the formula. She's cagey, difficult.
Maybe your agents are stupid. I think this inspiration would cost you $3 million.
Ridiculous.
Why? You'll have the world market in energy. Cost you a nickel for every million you make. His deposit should go...
Hey, it is not for me. It is for Mother Russia.
But you want Mother Russia too, Mr. Kladiak. $3 million on deposit in a bank account in Zurich. Agreed?
Yes. And how long to get your employer's agreement?
I'll ask. So Arthur has inspired her. I'll do it.
Ну что я говорю?
Bank account number in Zurich. Wiedersehen. Bye, Sonny.
Bye-bye.
I really love this guy.
Too bad we have to kill him.
Yeah, too bad.
When the electrochemists Pons and Fleischmann announced in 1989 that they had discovered cold fusion, a revolutionary process of generating energy, they were at first acclaimed as geniuses and then condemned as charlatans. The protocols of cold fusion.
What are those drugs? Can I have one? My head is pounding. She's boring the life out of me.
They're for my heart.
Oh. You have very pretty eyes. You're a pretty lady.
Who are you?
Me? I'm here to do an interview with that Dr. Russell. I'm going to expose her as a fraud. You don't put any stock in this cold fusion mumbo jumbo, do you?
Actually, I do.
Really?
Dr. Emma Russell.
Well, I didn't prepare any formal remarks. I'm actually more interested in what questions you all have about cold fusion, so I thought we would start with those. Any questions? Please?
Yeah, I have. Dr. Russell. Can you explain the actual process of fusion? You know, the theory.
Yes. Oh, there it is. This is the apparatus. And very simply, when positively charged deuterons are attracted to the palladium cathode, they cram together, and there are millions and millions of them inside the cathode, getting closer and closer, and then they fuse. And they create energy in the form of helium.
But I read somewhere that the experiment couldn't be replicated. So how do we know it works?
Well, we don't. Not yet. But if you remember Einstein, he knew the theory of relativity to be true long before he could prove it. I mean, he felt the truth. And some of us feel the same way about cold fusion. Because it's there. It's in nature. The raw, natural power just waiting to be harnessed. And when we ignite that cold fusion fire, I mean, just imagine. There's more energy in 1 cubic mile of seawater than in all the known oil reserves on Earth. I mean, you could drive your car 55 million miles on a gallon of heavy water. Maybe the end of pollution. Warmth for the whole world. So why don't I demonstrate for you why other people in the past have been so unsuccessful. They use very complex...
November 17th, 11:30 a.m. Entering flat of Dr. Emma Russell, High Street, Oxford. No alarms on outer doors. Strange.
No message.
Shelley Monument. Entering bathroom. Books. More books. Walls covered with reminder notes. Poetry. Shelley every day. How can I love a man named Percy? Isn't there someone in the world who can consume me like that? Magic, romantic. One recent application is the cold fusion nuts. Although I pass the Shelley Monument every day, its sadness strikes me every time. For some reason, I feel a very personal loss when I look at it. So much pain and so much passion. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Luke 1, verse 79. Try the X wrong. She's not cagey. She's not difficult. She's just eccentric. She's innocent. Maybe it's in her head. She needs a poet. an artist. One who understands truth. She needs Thomas Moore.
Right, I'll see you around. Yeah, that's good.
The light holds him in silence, taking care of him. Yeah, that's what I like about it. Are you an artist?
Just a traveler searching for purity. What do you search for?
Energy.
Yes. Have you ever been on a long journey?
No, not really.
Perhaps I'll take you to my home in Africa. You should experience the energy of where all life began. Sorry, I'm not very good with people.
Strange. It's something that I'm working on. A formula for creating energy.
That you carry around in your underwear?
Yeah. I do. How did you do that?
Magic.
Give it back.
Looks like Sanskrit.
Give it back.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to watch you put it away. What else do you keep in there?
Nothing.
That's not true.
Can I get you anything else?
Drink of wine. The Tour 57.
The Latour, sir, is £400 a bottle.
Then you have two bottles. Then you count it. All this little truths in microbes and things.
Molecules.
Those two.
Can I tell you something?
What? You must. Everything.
I'm done. My energy research. I'm finished. I mean, I still have some sequencing that I have to work out to make sure that it's safe, but I did it.
It's just been you against the whole world, hasn't it? Have you done it and stayed so positive?
The gift of faith. To see... Well... To believe in something that's all around us, but hidden from our sight.
It's beautiful, Frost.
I can't believe I'm telling you all this. I don't even know your name.
Well, my name is... I don't want to tell you my name. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. What difference does it make? What's your name?
Emma.
Emma. I now know everything about you. Your genius. You have a weak heart. You have beautiful dreams. Great courage. Unafraid in this world. You get that from your father. And cook to save your life. And you love fish.
I do love fish. That's weird. No, I want to try that. Yes.
I don't want you to drink your wine.
Yes, I do. What's your name?
My name is Thomas Moore. I was... named after a saint who died for his faith.
Okay. Your work is very dangerous and alive. And I love your poems. They move me. That's not who you really are. You're running away from your past and your pain. And yet you keep it so close to you. So you don't have to be afraid of who you are. Because you're beautiful.
my God, you're bleeding. What happened?
The nurse, weeping in us, slipped. I was thinking of you.
Well, I live right down the street. I could clean you up.
Yeah. Why do you cover your mouth when you laugh?
I don't know.
Wait.
I'm glad that it stopped bleeding. You don't need stitches. We're going to have to disinfect the cell.
You really are an angel. You are.
It's going to hurt. Oh,
sorry. I'm sorry. Are you all right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was just joking. I should go.
Oh, no.
Yes, you
Take off your pants.
Pardon?
I mean your sweater. There's blood on it. I'll wash it.
Very domestic. There's blood on your blouse as well. I'll wash it.
Don't disappear. I'll be right back.
Two spiders must fly, have better offer.
Greedy Westerner, wants more money. Who cares? Can't spend hard currency in hell. Send this message. Fly. Don't buzz off. I'll double your fee. Or send my own boys to take care of the woman.
Just to lie here.
the wee one.
The magic.
Levna Umovich, it's here.
It's a revolutionary, sir. She's boldly cast aside a slew of stale ideas. But I think the formula is incomplete. It will take months
but
to
that
find
won't
out.
Do. Because now that the people are nicely beginning to freeze, Tretiak must sweep in from the wings with a miracle to save them.
How high do you want it, Mr. Tretiak?
To the top.
Good morning, Yuri.
Good morning. Perhaps I can confirm the validity of this formula more quickly if I dispense with certain protocols. But, Mr. Tretiak...
How long, Dr. Botvin, since you received your last salary check from Moscow University?
Ukrainian Independence Day.
Last August. Ivan, he's online.
Do it. Spider, you've got the recipe.
Where's my dough?
The human fly. Recipe incomplete. The cake won't rise. Hence, no dough.
I am not the baker.
But don't make me the butcher. I like this guy. No play, no pay. I'm certain you've kept the cookbook.
Holland Park.
I'll check that for you. Yes, I think we'll be fine.
He's
away from the vehicle.
He's armed.
About this one.
Yeah. That.
You see, we believe they're all the same villain.
Oh my God. They're all him?
We believe so. He eluded a hit squad this morning in Holland Park. Then he fled the UK out of Heathrow.
We've put a handful of false identities used on visas, passports, leases. Nicholas Owen, Louis Guinella, Peter Damien, Charles Borromeo.
Of course. Thomas More. All the names of Catholic saints. Can you access Heathrow's passenger lists for the last, 8 hours?
I think it might be possible.
Good.
Out! Freeloaders, out! I want to drink alone.
Close the curtain.
Bon matin. Know who I am?
No.
The thief you tried to cheat. And this, your accountant. Talk to him. The phone goes the other way, you moron.
Hello. Tretiak speaking. That's money to Zurich. Send it now. I said now. Yeah.
Thank you. You know what the hardest part about being you is?
pretending to be so bad in bed.
Son of the bitch.
There is an imposter in there. Get him out. Hey. Take your hands off me, you idiots. Alyosha, are you crazy? It's me. Go. Check him. Go. Vida, get the bastard.
Доброе утро.
Доброе утро. Кримбос.
Прекрасно.
I'll have one too.
Эмма.
Hi.
I'm overwhelmed. You found me.
It wasn't very hard. Two men with saints' names flew into Moscow yesterday. Isadora Bankanja is a short, bald African. Where's Vincent Ferrer?
It's named after a saint who betrayed his best friend.
How could you do it?
Emma, I had to. I'm a thief.
I want my cards back.
You flew all this way because you want your cards back?
Yes, I did.
No. Because you're in love. Rest my case.
Who are you?
No one has a clue, least of all me.
And why would you steal cold fusion? It's free. Why would you do that?
$8 million reasons.
Oh, 8 million? Wow, that's all? I would have given them to you. If you'd only asked.
You've got to get away from me.
I'm not going anywhere until you tell me why you lied to me.
You lied to me?
I've lied to you.
You almost got me killed. The guy stole the stuff for us, says it doesn't work.
Well, screw him.
I don't think you'd enjoy that.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think I would.
Руки вверх! Руки, я сказал!
You don't know what you're dealing with.
They took my purse.
No, they didn't. I palmed them from your purse.
I need one, two. I have a bad heart. And...
I know.
Yes, sorry.
Okay, I've got your pills. Okay, I've got two in my hand. Just sit down on the floor. Just get down on the floor. That's right. That's right. Need two out of my hand. That's right. Okay? While you're down there, get the pocket knife out of my boot.
This formula makes certain assumptions which contradict all we know about cold fusion cathodes. So testing at any level becomes futile without further information. Mr. Fretyak.
Don't despair, Dr. Botswin. Help is here. Two came very quietly. And they left even more quietly. Close the city. Kill him. And bring her alive.
Why are they after me?
Tretiak, the guy I work for, he owns the city. Cops and all. We have to convince him there's nothing more he wants from you.
What do you want from me?
Everything's on those cards?
Yes.
So the formula works.
Don't kiss me again. No.
Make up your mind.
Oh, it's, I have to figure out the order before the formula works, and I'm not going to give it to him.
Tretiak will find you.
No.
He found me, and that's a very hard thing to do.
I found you.
Yes, you did. What do you need?
I need some time, and I need a place to work. Where's everyone going?
Your country relatives. To cut firewood. There's no heat in the city. How long will it take you to finish the formula?
I don't know. 2 hours, maybe? I don't know.
Should be enough time. Get our passports together and for us to get married.
We're getting married?
Yes. I want you to be Mrs. Martin DeCores.
You're not Martin.
No.
Who are you?
I don't have a name.
Sad? Will you have a name when we get home?
I don't have a home. When we get back, you do the science, I'll do the math. Market your formula around the world. We'll make a fortune. And then, we'll see. Hey?
we go. Up. Oh, we gotta get warm. Look. We're almost there.
Till Christ comes to Moscow. Elevator was made of mahogany. Tenants use it for firewood last winter.
We need your help. He fell in the river and he's freezing.
Close.
We're just people who are...
You're not people. You're Americans?
Yes, but we ran into trouble with your mafia.
Потом, а? She disapproves of what I do. But eats the bread it buys. No heat for sale. But this clothes will make you warm. Машенька, мы не хотим чай. Иди спать. I tell her Машенька go back to bed. She's always puttering around. It's here. Built to escape secret police in Nicole.
Yeah. You've got hypothermia. We have to get these wet clothes off. Keep you warm.
They must be in one of these buildings. Check every apartment.
How are you doing? Talk to me.
Margaret's bugs in her eyes.
We're gonna have to do this before your body temperature falls below 95 degrees.
Kids talking about foreigners.
Listen to me, tenants.
Show me where the Americans are, and you'll be paid in American dollars.
$500 reward,
Daddy. Have you seen by chance two Americans?
Just one American. One polar bear. Do I get 250?
Юрочка, сыночек, беги скорее сюда. Не ходи никуда. Сегодня на улицу не ходи. Дома оставайся.
We check upstairs.
What's your name? Who are you really?
Simon.
Simon? So you are named for a saint.
Oh, Simon the magician. I did tricks. Tricks for Agnes. And that's how I got things. Priest took everything. Took eggs. Dogs too. freezing.
These are here! These Americans are here!
Yeah. We want to get out of here. Are you okay? Coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hurry. Here, put this on.
Yeah.
Maybe we can jump. Let's jump. Come on.
Idiot!
The embassy's east of here.
You are late. Where have you been?
I've been waiting 2 hours.
Come on, I've got some beautiful paintings for you to buy. In here, come on, come on.
Don't fret, it's just my curator, Tole. I'm Alexa Frankievich. But being you're Americans, you can call me Frankie, okay?
Okay, Frankie, I've got money. We want...
I know. The icon of the Virgin of the Dawn.
Are those maps of the tunnels?
Yes.
We're not here to buy art. Just take us to the American Embassy.
Right. I need $10,000 up front, huh?
No.
Okay. $7,000. And not a penny less.
Shh.
Police.
No. Tredax goons.
Wait.
Sasha, go east to the embassy.
Are we lost?
What's wrong? You're in Russia, sir. Everything is complicated.
But you know the way.
Like the face of a Bulgari chronograph. I remember. This way. At last. What a mania. They shut it down each afternoon in winter.
What time do they turn it back on?
You have 5 minutes. Plus or minus.
Plus or minus?
It means several minutes earlier or later.
Don't worry. Third opening is under your embassy.
Next.
About two more minutes.
Yeah, unless it's minus.
Damn. It's sealed. We'll have to go back.
Come on.
It's only about 100 yards away. There's a car right above us. Watch your head. It should take you only about 10 seconds to run to those gates. They'll open them when they see you coming.
Okay, I can do that.
You can't, David.
Wait. When am I going to see you?
I'll find you. You found me.
Yeah, I did.
Humiliating.
One. Shot left. Can't come all the way to Russia. Not play Russian roulette.
Before you shoot me, don't you want to know where all the money's hidden?
Whose money?
Tretiak's, yours. He treats you like dirt. You could have it all.
What are you saying?
I'm saying your father stashed billions. And I know where it's hidden. Let's make a deal.
So? Where are all those hidden billions?
I know. But I don't think I'm going to tell you.
Oh.
worse than all the others. However, burns will heal. Maybe a little chance of scarring, perhaps. But all in all, I'd say he's a very lucky boy.
Lucky? Look at me. I'm a damn devil.
Christ.
Yes? I have run every test on this cold fusion formula and must conclude that it is not merely incomplete, but rather impossible.
You may as well try to create perpetual motion, Mr. Tretiak.
I invest millions. And you can't make it work! What are you doing with my money? Do you think it comes so easy? No!
But, sir, I have been working for nearly 2 weeks without sleep. At first blush, the theorem appears quite impressive, convincing.
It does! Yes. It does. Good man. We can use it to destroy our enemies. Only Dr. Russell can spoil my plan. If she gets back to London and speaks to the press...
From here to the airport are 3 army checkpoints. All of them loyal to us.
Make certain they all get the message. She doesn't leave Moscow alive.
Mr. President, as former Vice Minister of Energy and Power... I hear all manner of schemes to provide cheaper energy. And as our countrymen freeze to death, I've become aware of a marvelous new technology about which I'm hopelessly out of my league from a scientific viewpoint. That's why I brought our eminent physicist here, Dr. Lev Botvin, from the University of Moscow.
Before we are dazzled by the good news, let's dispense with the bad. What is the price of this marvel?
The cost of research and development are there.
Which is all you are asked to defray.
$10 billion in hard currency? I can't even pay my teachers, my miners, my doctors. Where are you heading?
I thought we'd drink some vodka to get warmer.
Like the miracle of socialism, our miracle of coal fusion failed. But no matter. We have sold coal fusion to President Karpov. We will use the scandal of its failure to destroy him.
The army must be mobilized by midnight tomorrow.
You're a man in a hurry, Van Petrovich.
That's only one day.
Not now, old witch. We're working.
Yes, think of it. One day, you can be proud again to be a Russian general. With a big nuclear missile where your prick used to be.
Just have to fill out a form before we put you on a flight home.
Okay.
Any medical problems, that sort of thing?
Oh, I have a heart condition.
Well, do you need me to arrange any medication for you?
I haven't needed a pill. Strange.
Get a form from table 3 down the corridor. I'll be back in 10 minutes by your side all the way to the airport.
Thank you.
For overnight, a mob attacked several companies with ties to America. Apparently, 4 U.S. citizens were badly injured in the attack. I'm told that all American citizens have been asked to report to the American embassy for immediate evacuation.
Excuse me, little lady. You look lost.
No, I'm fine.
May I help you? Allow me to introduce myself. My name is August Christopher. I was named after St. Augustine, who coined my favorite phrase, give me chastity and give me constancy, but do not give it yet.
Simon, I'm on the next flight out of here. Are you coming with me?
No. But they are... I need you to develop a sudden fear of flying. Find a quiet room, finish the formula and fax it back to me. My number's on the back.
I don't understand. Why are you keeping my cards?
I've got to do a deal with the Russians, so you'll never be safe. Be good at school.
Wait.
Don't you trust me, darling?
Trust who?
It hurts, Emma.
I'm serious. What's your name?
My name is August Christopher.
Of course I trust you, August Christopher. I mean, Vincent Ferrara. I mean, Martin de Porres. Thomas More. After all, you are my personal saint.
You have to be a very good and usually very dead person to become a saint. And more importantly, you have to work 3 miracles. Now get to work. Who's that man?
You're leaving on the transport at 9 o'clock, ma'am. Probably be your last chance out of here. Better hurry, it's leaving.
Your troops will depose the president and install Ivan Tretiak as leader of Russia.
Moscow must be ringed with tanks by early evening. Don't worry. The people will follow me. They will be crying for revolution.
Still, no one's guessed the simple truth of where the heating oil went.
Who would believe that the sea of oil was hidden under this very building?
Yuri, I understand your Natalia is to be...
Francis, you devil. I heard you came down here and you didn't call me.
Hello, Dominique. Give me a ring when you get this child.
Hello. I've heard on the grapevine that you're brokering a revolutionary new energy source.
If it's as good as it's cracked up to be, I have friends who can double your best offer. On deposit, in Zurich, within 1 hour of delivery and confirmation. I'll be waiting.
Извините. Сюда входит причем. Тот рабочий этой мещине. Да.
The work could be here. This machine could work, couldn't it?
Who are you?
A friend of Dr. Russell's.
Dr. Russell? What's this equation? It's so simple. It's... This is the key to Dr. Russell's formula.
Yes.
Dear mom, you had better go.
I need a miracle. You've got 12 hours.
But Mr. Tretiak's rally is tonight.
Can you make it work? Make it work.
What is wrong here? There's the alarm. I tripped.
Tunnel built by KGB. Leads to machine room in Kremlin.
Great. Do you happen to know where the president's quarters are?
President Karpov is there. But there are many guards. So I suggest...
An alternate route?
Money. Now.
Oh, you've little faith.
Russia stands tonight on the brink of a second revolution. As the number of deaths from freezing mounts, hundreds of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets. Even as Russian President Karpov is promising a mysterious solution to the crippling heating oil shortage, troops opposed to the elected government and led by General Leo Skvorov have begun to ring the Russian capital city.
Angry, frightened citizens are gathering outside the Kremlin in Red Square, but they're not braving the bitter cold for yet another political rally. they've been drawn here by the promise of a revelation, whatever that may be, in what's become a life and death struggle for the future of democracy in Russia.
What do you want?
Just boy!
I want to help you to destroy Tretiak. I need you to listen for about 30 seconds.
I'm all right. Stay outside. Please, continue.
Tonight you're going to stand trial in Red Square before the world. Whatever Tretiak accuses you of, I need you to admit to it.
Agree with this criminal?
If you want to destroy Tretiak, yes.
Yasha,
slam my dверь. Kusi, take Mr. Carpel downstairs.
Отец!
The wife stays here.
That's
art. What you are doing is illegal. The people don't stand for it.
People are too cold to stop it. Who are you?
Countrymen, Russians!
You heard about this morning's sensational event. Many shocking documents were recovered from the president's secret files locked within his private safe. The documents, which will be published in today's papers, prove that the traitor Karpov was about to steal over 40 trillion of our precious Russian rubles in a reckless scheme to save his hide. Where this house? Millions of dollars were to be paid to this international criminal. And for what was your president hoping to bankrupt our national treasury? What you see is a fairy tale called cold fusion. You pass electric current into the machine and there is supposed to be a chemical reaction. Watch! It can't even light up a tiny light bulb.
Do you dare deny this, Mr. Karpov? Absolutely not. I proudly admit it. But enough, you only failure. Failures in the past. That is behind us. The balance of power is about to shift.
loyal to Mother Russia to seize the criminal Kretschuk.
A thousand apologies, Mr. President. There was a miscommunication somewhere in the chain of command.
Miracle 2.
The billionaire industrialist and his son Ilya were taken to the infamous Lubyanka prison, where they await trial along with fellow conspirator General Leo Sklarov. Moscow woke today to the forgotten sensation of warmth as millions of gallons of heating oil flowed from a storage depot discovered beneath Tretiak's Riverside mansion.
And he made no threat to contact you in the future?
He never had the chance.
You'll tell us if he does make contact.
Oh, yes.
Which he may well do. He's a proper rogue, you see. He charms women, this so-called saint. It seems it's his stock in trade. No offense.
Well, I am offended. And all I got from this saint was a series of near-death experiences.
Well, count yourself lucky.
Look, I have a very important conference that I must prepare for.
I understand. You have a lot.
We appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, no problem.
She's in love with him.
Working real hard. Glad I have my cars back.
You don't believe in all this cold fusion mumbo jumbo, do you? You know, you're a very pretty lady.
Oh my God, that was you?
I never thought Dr. Russell would like. I didn't know you were. I thought you were some old biddy, not some gorgeous, soon to be trillionaire. You know you're gonna be the richest woman in the world.
I am.
Why do you think I'm hanging around?
Yeah.
My life is very strange. I don't do anything normal. I can't.
I know. I know you.
What do you want?
I want you.
For how long?
Doesn't matter.
Tell me about me.
I love you.
Simon.
I love you, Simon. Dear Simon, the pin is something I've kept for years. God knows why. A graduation gift from Catholic school. But don't worry, you don't have to wear it. I just wanted you to have something of mine. Something I loved. Simon, if sainthood requires 3 miracles, then I'd say you've made it, my love. And so I hope you'll understand. Last night, it became clear to me what I have to do this morning. You see, I'm going to give cold fusion to the world. It's the only way, if we're ever together again, that I'll know it's for you, and you'll know it's for me. If cold fusion is free, then you and I, Simon, will be free too.
Listen, if you think giving away everything in front of the world, preventing us from making an unimaginable fortune, will accomplish anything, you're absolutely right.
Simon, what are you doing here? They're police. They're everywhere.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
You wore the pin.
Of course. You better go.
How am I going to find you?
I'll find you. You found me.
Although our next speaker requires no introduction, after last week's Moscow fireworks, please let me welcome Dr. E.J. Russell.
Excuse me. Come to discuss with us. Is this seat taken?
No. By cold fusion. Dr. Russell.
Good morning.
No.
Well, we all know that cold fusion has had a difficult childhood. Those of us in the field are orphans, bastards at best. But difficult childhoods, I believe, make the most interesting adults. And I know that most of you thought that cold fusion was an impossible thing.
I'm the biggest fan. I think she's a fox.
Belongs to all of us.
Okay.
Even though some of you may feel that its practical application is still somewhat speculative, well, I've come here today to share with you how that dream is slowly becoming a reality. Yes, it may take years to finally learn how to harness its energy and stabilize its power. But with your help, we can all work towards making the dream of cold fusion finally come true.
Donations totaling $3 billion were made today to the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and the United Nations Children's Fund. The funds were wired from the account of jailed Russian tycoon Ivan Tretiak. In other philanthropic news, a non-profit research foundation has been established to develop cold fusion technology. Funded with an anonymous donation and to be headed by Russian physicist Dr. Lev Bokhin, the E.J. Russell Foundation is chartered to develop...
Light a candle, lay flowers at the door for those who are left behind and the ones who've gone before. Here it comes now, sure silence follows rain. The taste of you upon my lips, the fingers in my brain. ever gentle, as it kills me where I lay. Who am I to resist?
Who are you to face? Got to get you out of my mind.
Was the night.